Dog meat.
You can't call me that.
Dog meat.
Listen, don't start with me.
Cat
kangaroo
cow.
Meat.
Cat
kangaroo
cow.
Meat
cat
right
cow.
There, man. Most foul cat thing cow. I've ever eaten is kangaroo meat. There you go.
Cat chow.
Never had cat chow. Then again, I've eaten at a lot of strange Asian restaurants, so you never can tell.
Yeah, well, that's right. You can't.
I mean, if you're a Haitian immigrant in Ohio, you might be eating cat chow.
That's right. You're actually, yeah, you are eating. You're broiling it and barbecuing.
Spit roasting it.
Hair on cat hide.
Ugh. What's
like
going
those
on?
Idiots that started that Ebola shit. Remember, they were well, this is our tradition. And they had those big old ugly bats that they burnt with the hair on and shit, and ate them. Started a worldwide pandemic thing of Ebola. Because, well, you know, it's kind of our tradition, man. You know. Yeah, when you were starving to death, and you're not now, you idiot. Anyway, sorry. So Jesse's in Albuquerque. He made
all
Albuquerque
right.
Last night. The cat's been really good. I guess the last 2 days, the cat's been totally grooving. I told him, I said, you know what? It's a freaking cat. I mean, they're going to groove with the, you know, with the auto thing at some point, and the cat's totally grooved down. You know, and he's just jacked up. And when he got there last night, you know, he was really late. And I said, you know, I just had a feeling, you know, I said, look, when he left, I says, you know, one of these days, I'm saying, you know, you're out there. I said, listen, you know, you've been making some really great time and really pounding it. I said, just take a day. Go get a bitch and breakfast, man, wherever that place you're at. Take the cat, go out to the pool. Hang out, shower, go take a nap, go to bed early, take a day off. I said, you know, I said, you're covered. I got you covered. He says to me, what a shit, what is this? He says, take a break, you know. I said, I bet the cat would vote for a day off, just saying.
Right. Hang at the pool, put the kitty on a leash.
That's what I told him. That's what I'm telling him. I said,
the girls will come.
I said, you can be fresh as a daisy tomorrow. Because actually, he says, I would prefer the drive be over sooner than later. Besides, it'll be like a vacation to get in Cambria after being in Fort Wayne. And I sent him a picture this morning of Morro Bay, the rock, how bitching. There was no fog today, and I sent him a picture. And he says something about it. He says, he says, ha, I said, sure deal, but you could have both. They are not, the vacation, he'd rather be vacationing in Cambria and get there earlier. I said, you can have both. They're not exclusive of each other. Besides, there's no downside to taking a break. I got you covered. And there are very few pools you can lounge around in Cambria.
It's true.
There's almost no pools at all. He says, ha, ha, I appreciate it, but I think I need ocean, not pool. And I said, like I said, where you are, it's just an add-on. You owe it to your cat for being so good. And remember, safety third. I said, bleary eyes and white-knuckle driving is never good.
Jeez, he's probably loading up on Red Bull.
Nah, he's not a Red Bull guy. No, he's a tough man, you know. I mean, it's just that, you know, he wants out of that freaking place, and it's way worse than he even thought so. Just look at that. He wants to actually just pound the drive just to get the hell out, just to get as far away from more Fort Wayne as you can. And I dig that. I dig his sentiment, but I still think he should take a break. What the hell? Why not? You know what? There's no doubt. The apartment's still there. There's nothing. There's no hurry. I told him, I said, what's the hurry? And besides, safety is the factor right now, I think.
Yeah.
Because he did have, he says, I was really tired, you know, last night. He had a long, long day yesterday. So, you know, essentially, he can make it from Albuquerque maybe to Needles, California, to the next time he drives, potentially. It's like 600 miles, which isn't that bad. But he needs a break, I think, you know, and I'm just going to pound on him, you know, until he does, I think. I don't know. We'll see. But he's stubborn.
Sounds like his old man.
Yeah, sounds like his old woman, too.
Sure.
Somewhere beyond stubborn.
Well.
Just a frickin' lousy. She's a frickin' Karen.
You know, she's something.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk about that. Anyway, I told him, I said, you owe it to the cat, man. The cat's been good. I told him, too, you know, I says, that cat is going to. Absolutely. He says, oh, the cat, don't cry. You know, I bet he's not even giving those tranks to the cat anymore either. I bet he isn't. He's, you know, because cats, they naturally like, kind of like traveling and shit. It's just that, like I said, that one never been out of the house, I guess. You know,
they don't mind
I
traveling.
Know.
I mean, I've never met a cat that didn't mind a good car ride after they got used to it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And the last 2 days, the cat was perfect, he told me. Perfect.
That's good.
First day, the cat was all, you know, all up in itself, you know, and all pissy and stuff. But the last 2 days was perfect, so I told him. That's what I told him would happen, but I don't mean, you know, I'm stupid. I don't know nothing.
Listen to you. You're his father. Of course you don't know nothing. A few years from now, that'll
That's
change.
Right. That's right. I don't know anything. Oh, man. I'm moral bad this morning. It's no fault. First day in like 3 weeks or so far. So really weird. Not one bit of fault.
What's been weird?
Man, oh, man. Anyway, I had a bunch of work I got done yesterday. Finished a really, really, really difficult piece that came out perfect. I just checked.
Good.
We got a big day today, though. I think that's right. You got to meet this one.
I can hardly hear you, bud. What's going on?
How about you? What are you feeling like?
I'm all right. I can hardly hear you, and all I can hear
is. Dog meat, brother?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Hello?
Turn your speakerphone on. Hello? Wow, can you hear me now?
I don't know what happened. The radio, I just turned you off. I don't know, the radio just turned you off.
Well, don't take this the wrong way. There is nothing about you that turns me on, but I appreciate you.
Well, thank God about that, or I'd hang up on your ass so fast you would make your head swim.
Listen to you. What makes you think my head isn't swimming anyways?
Well, it's probably swimming in there, probably. Oh, speaking of which, you know, so there's this cat at the gym here. You know, he's wearing these long, 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 tall what's the cowboy jeans?
Overalls?
Boot? No. The boot cut.
Yeah.
Wranglers.
Okay.
Wearing long, tall Wranglers, like about three lengths too long, which is the cowboy look around here. You know, you wear them way, way long. They just wad up on your boot. He wears his boots, and he's just tough. He's like, you know, he's a badass caballero, man. You know, and he's just looks. I mean, seriously, it looks like he's right out of Brazil or something. And he come, you know, and I finally saw him at the coffee shop. You know, and I said, hey, how you doing? You know, hey, my name is Joe. You know, my name is Jaime, man. You know, so Jaime's from Spain, and he's just it's a cowboy from Spain. You know, freaking. Hard ass kind of guy, you know. He's kind of lean and shit, sort of, you know, he's always looking like a hard ass. Real into himself, you can tell. He goes, and I said, my name is Joel. He goes, yeah, you Jewish? I'm laying. I'm working out yesterday. He tells me he's from Spain. Then a guy out of the blue, a guy walks in the coffee shop, little hole in the wall, who's from Spain. And the guys start blowing off at each other. Whoa! And what were they? You know, that was bizarre. Well, so I'm laying there and I'm working out in the gym yesterday morning. He walks by and goes, "What are you, a Jewish sacrifice? You're a sacrifice lamb?" Thinking, what in the hell? I mean, I think this guy's one of those, you know, like, you know, Israeli hater because of, you know, I don't know, who knows.
From Spain.
Like a dumb shit. Anyway, did you hear they took out that Anwar guy? I mean,
yeah, I just watched the video.
Did you see that shit of him sitting there? That is the most haunting, freaking, wild-ass
rebar stuck
scenario
through him,
I've ever heard of in my... What?
Looks like there was rebar stuck straight through him, and he pulled it out.
No, that was a stick, and he threw the stick at the... No, it was a stick, a piece of wood, and he threw it at the drone. He threw it at the drone. The guy was done for. He was absolutely done for. God had to show him. This guy, they called him, his people called him the butcher. You know why they call him the butcher of Gaza? Because he butchered 12 Jews in front of everybody with a machete. He chopped them up and then killed them. He chopped them up with a machete, 12 people. And they call his own people called him the butcher of Gaza. Or the butcher of Hamas. They have this one guy, this Israeli guy, he was in jail for years in Israel. Then they traded 1,100 terrorists for one guy, one Israeli soldier. And this Yashiya piece of garbage went out. Well, this one guy said he interviewed him for 180 hours. He said he's the nastiest, meanest, most dangerous person. He's a psychiatrist out of the prison system in Israel. Said there's never been a more dangerous individual that he'd ever known. And they released him, you know, and all these years he's just been killing people. And he says he's just lived to kill. He says, how come you don't have a family? He goes, because I want to kill. My family is Hamas. You know, he says, my children are Hamas. My wife is Hamas. And my only goal is to kill Jews. But it's just so bizarre. They just took him out, man. Can you imagine?
They've been looking for him for a year, bud.
No, they've been looking for him a lot of years.
Well, specifically after what he did last October.
Oh, my God. Of course, he's the number one target, man. And there he is, hiding under this rag on his face, completely done for. You could tell he was already wounded. Because of that blow, he was just to blow up his apartment and then kill him with another rocket. I think it's just chillingly unbelievable what's happening. It's just, wow. Sorry, I don't know. Wow. And who can imagine that actually you got to see him in combat after he got blown up and he wasn't killed yet by a drone. And minutes later, I guess they blew up the place, and then they have the pictures of him blown up.
Well, couldn't happen to a better guy.
That's what I mean. It's just, and actually the world got to see it. They hunted him. They said, we will never stop. We're going to hunt you down. And they hunted him down. It's just wild, man. It's just...
Everybody talks about how the terrorist regime over there is horrible, but don't mess with the IDF.
Well, no, nobody's more powerful than them right now. God is on their side. It is no. And then they keep saying, well, Hezbollah, we're going to threaten you. Well, yeah, we took out 17 guys, the leaders. You hear that? They say that's the most dangerous job in the world right now is being a Hamas leader. One guy lasted 15 minutes after they appointed him. Wow, man. Anyway. So this weirdo, you know, you go, And I kept thinking, like, I'm wearing a cross. I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm a Christian. You know, I mean, what's your... Anyway, it was kind of weird. But anyway, I don't know. I haven't heard from Jesse. He's a bonehead.
Right. It's going to be good.
What's
He'll be there. You know, my guess is that kid rolls in tomorrow afternoon.
No. He can't. He can't. It'd have to be really late Saturday night if he did. But why not take another day? Come in on Sunday. Shit. Like I said, where you are, it's just an add-on. You know, it's like it's not exclusive. You know, you're still going to get home. You're still going to see the ocean. You're still coming to Cambria. You have an apartment. I don't know. We'll see. What's your bet? You think,
I think sometimes Saturday. I don't think it'll be Sunday. Honestly, it sounds like he's determined and he wants to be home. And in a way, I don't blame him. Why take a day off?
I don't either. But you know what? That's also how people make mistakes. You know, right now he needs a break. He's been pounding. He's been packing for 2 weeks and driving for 3 days. You know, you need a break.
I understand.
Take a break. No, you better understand. I'm telling you.
I just got a feeling that he's just going to keep going. I mean, I don't know. I look at the same situation. All I want to do is be home after, a year and a half, almost 2 years? He left February, so it's almost 2 years, but a year and three quarters. Maybe he just wants to be home, you know?
Yeah, but also, and of course, I hope so. That's the whole point of everything. Of course, I hope so. But like I said, it's not mutually exclusive. He's still going to get here. He's going to get here in a better, potentially in a better situation if he takes a break. Why not just take a break? It's just nothing but an add-on, a benefit. It's a bonus. Well, I told him, it's just a freaking bonus, man. Anyway, the hell with me then. Nobody listens to me. Nobody. Not even you, my friend.
I'm just trying
You're
to
You're on his
explain
side.
Your
I
son.
Can hear it. You're on his side. You're
no,
not.
No, I am trying to explain why he may want to be doing what he's doing.
I know you are. I'm kidding.
Besides, us young guys got to stick together, all right?
Yeah, that's right. You guys, you can't. You have no wisdom. You have no wisdom. You're reactionary, you know. Us older guys, we think it through.
Boy, here we go.
That's right, man. That's where we go. That's how we play, man.
Boy, right. Lord, save us.
Well, he will if you ask him to.
Every morning, I told you.
Well, you better. You owe him thanks. He's God is very not thanked enough.
You need to call the singer, country singer Jelly Roll, and let him know that all he's got to do is ask, because his new hit song is Somebody Save Me.
Jelly Roll is a Christian?
I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but suddenly, you know, he was in
jail. He needs to be saved, huh?
His redemption story has been nothing short of incredible.
What's his name? Jelly Roll? Okay, I'll check him out.
I don't love his music. It's not horrible.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I just want to hear
redemption story. I mean, from jail to superstar, from 400 pounds, he's trying to lose weight. He's got his teeth fixed. You won't like his wife, but she was a sex worker for years. But
holy crap, you're kidding. Whoa, wow.
So there's
I'd like to marry one of those, huh? Yeah, well, apparently mine was, too, I guess, you know, as it turns out, I guess. More or less. She was a stripper. I don't think there was more to it than that, too.
Well,
how embarrassing. How embarrassing for me. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
She asked.
Anyway, I sure am
happy. He forgive her.
What's that?
So God forgives everybody. Isn't that what you told me?
No, he doesn't forgive them unless they ask. No,
that's what I just said.
True.
If they ask for forgiveness.
That's to repent. Yeah, well, I pray for her repentance. I do all the time. I can't forgive her, but I know God can.
And you're the one that has to.
I have to. I know. I'm working on it. Shut up, okay? You want to run me down with it and rub my face in it?
No, let's ask another question. How's Bruce doing? Any better?
Oh man, his bed sores are so bad. I guess he's he's so bad. It's just so bad. He won't even. He doesn't even call me. I mean, you know, I heard this. You know what? Listen to this. Candace Owens is doing this research on Kamala Harris, you know, and her whole world. And one of her relatives died of bed sores in Haiti. I never even been there. I know that. I guess it's
I didn't
so
realize
bad
that could kill you.
Can you imagine how horrible that would be? Goodness gosh. Stinking prick guy with his truck. He's so loud. He just started. So his whole trick is he pushes his key chain to start his car before he leaves the gym. So it goes wah, wah, blah, 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 outside. Such a prick. So many pricks in the world. Yeah. So many pricks go to gyms. And I don't know why that is.
I don't know. You see more pricks per square foot in a gym than anywhere else on this planet.
I think it's truth. I really think so. It's just a bunch of pricks there. It's just so many pricks. Ugh. I got to go in and lift. See you later.
You got to go into the gym, right?
I got to add to the prick list.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Later. Oh, no, wait. Hey.
That cat that just walked in there just now. that same bathroom too. That's the one I seen coming out all those times. Here's a try. I just went in there and just flushed. Everything was good. And that cat just went in.